So welcome to a potential podcast, everyone. I had promised that I would do some podcast reviews along the way. The reason I'm doing podcast reviews is just generally because of the fact that I love me a good podcast, guys. I love listening to them. Anyway, so this episode is a little bit of context to why I'm doing podcast reviews, where my love of podcasts started, and yeah, just a little bit of what's going on and what led me here. So the first podcast that I ever listened to was the Gareth Cliff Show. It was actually, I don't know what it was called, a podcast at the time, and I feel like poor Gareth Cliff went through a lot to get this format going. I think he was a little bit before his time. I can't remember when he started the podcast, but it was a while ago, and he left radio. I think he left like 5FM, and then like he started his podcast, and we were all confused. Wait, now the radio needs me to have data? Why do I need data for the radio? It was a whole thing. It was too complicated. We didn't want to think about it. It just goes to show that humans and new things, hey, it starts with ignorance and fear of something new. And then, like, finally, you get there and you're like, oh, snap, is that what a podcast is? What? And I'm not even the biggest fan of the show now, but I had to appreciate the fact that it's the very first podcast I ever listened to. I can't sit here and say, like, you know. It was. And then, of course, there's the podcast that really got me. Like, the one that really was like, yo, I've arrived. So my first real ear candy was The Read by Kid Fury and Crystal. I met them. Yes, I'm going to say met because I have parasocial relationships with my favorite podcasters. Hush on your judgment. In 2019. I listened to their first episode. Well, the first episode I listened to, which I tried, guys, but I can't remember because I've listened to over like 100 since I met them. Yes, we met in my brain. So all I know is I listened to one episode. It was in the middle of like, it wasn't even like one of the like flagship episodes or anything like that. And from there, I was like, I went on my Spotify, click arrange from old to new, and I just clapped, bruh. That's all I listened to for like a month. I listened to so many episodes, it's actually insane. I was obsessed, I was heavily entertained, and I think I was also just fascinated. There was no video, but I was so happy to just kind of let my brain do, like, building the visuals and, like, listening to the stories they had to tell. There is something about a podcaster. You have to be able to build a story. I guess that's why I'm here, if I'm honest. A side note about me, I love finding something and getting super into it. Hence my affinity to K-pop and my love for Bollywood that preceded it. Before that, when I was a teenager, I used to love to read. And the only reason I loved to read is because of the fact that it was a format of entertainment that didn't require me to give up the remote to enjoy it. Because my family all lived by the code of between 7 and 8:30, the TV is common ground and you watch what everybody else is watching. And I was the only kid in the house, so no one was picking Cartoon Network, clearly. Also, my parents were a lot because they wanted to watch the news in two different languages before they watched Generations. It was a whole thing. Side note. So I looked up this word for this and I was like, I'm so proud of myself because my parents were linguophiles. Yes. Yes. Take a second and bask in the fact that I know big words. Yes, I Googled it, but I know big words now. Anyway, it's used to refer to people who are multilingual because they have a love for learning languages. And my parents truly were those people. Like, they loved learning the different languages of South Africa. There's 11, so they had a lot of time and they loved consuming that content, which means that we watch the news. As a result, I don't watch the news like that. Like, I can't. Anyway, I digressed. So there was two slots of the news, then Generations, and then I'd have to go to bed. And it was like, what do you mean? Like, guys, that's a whole, like, what do you mean? That's an hour and a half of my TV time that just disappeared, guys. What is this? So anyway, at 7 p.m., my TV privileges pretty much got revoked because I was like, I don't want to watch the news. And I like Generations, but sometimes I'm not interested. But then I discovered reading. And when I did discover reading, all I did was just consume mass amounts of books. Because no one stopped me, no one stood in my way. I was able to just kind of sit and entertain myself for hours on end. And no one could talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Also, my parents loved the fact that I was reading. Even though technically I wasn't really reading things that were helping my mind. I think all that it really helped me with was my... What's it? Like, my... What's the word? What it really helped with is my vocabulary. That's the word. I think that's all it helped me with. But other than that, I was reading nonsense. Anyway, that tangent aside, it's one of the reasons why I think podcasts truly were perfect for me. They're just a simple format, and you hear something really cool, and it lets your mind run wild. And I think it touches the same part of my brain as reading. It's using one sense and letting, you know, you build the rest of it, which I think is quite cool. And yeah, I just like letting people build a story for me. I think I hadn't just touched into that part of my brain in a really long time. So this podcast will be visual at some point when I get my money right and get a proper camera and I stop recording in my PJs and a bonnet. As if that's going to change when it's on camera, because I'm lazy. But you know, I might change. I might take the bonnet off. We don't know. Believe in things for me. You don't know me. But yeah, guys, I'm not gonna lie. I might still record in my PJs and a bonnet. But, you know, then it's real. It's authentic. Whatever the people say. Anyway, so I think it's also just the podcasting world has showed me just the pure power of words and how they have the power to build worlds. Yes, that is a quote. I can't remember where I got it from. I think I heard it from Jackie Pillperry. I think. Or somewhere else. I think it was Jackie Pillperry. But anyway, they all led me here, and this is why I'm here, podcasting and talking to myself in a room in a bonnet and PJs. Anyway, that's why I love podcasts. Let's just jump into what's going to happen with the reviews and kind of how I want to structure them. So this is an attempted structure. Obviously, this will grow, develop, and change, because that's the one thing I'm letting this podcast do, is grow, develop, and change, as in how it leads me. So for the podcast review structure, I'm going to try and pick maybe one I love and one that challenges me. I'm going to explain each show's concept. I'm going to explain their hosts, my favorite episode, or least favorite episode, or the episode I listened to, my favorite quote that I remember from that episode, the duration of the two shows, the post frequency, so in terms of like how many times they put up their posts, why I love it, why I might not, because I'm not suggesting reviewing things that I don't like, but at some level I should try and understand things that aren't necessarily in my wheelhouse. I may review podcasts that I don't agree with, as this podcast is an opportunity for me to grow and just broaden my horizons. And if you spend your time only consuming content that doesn't challenge you, then you'll spend your life with a very narrow mindset. If something is straight up offensive, it's not coming into my house. I'm just saying, well, our house, because we're a crew now. It's not coming into our house, but I'm just saying that I'm going to try and listen to a different variety of podcasts just to see what is out there. And for all I know, I might find someone's favorite podcast. You don't know. Anyway, and then also I'm just going to end off the episodes with final thoughts and where you can find it. I will obviously be putting links and all of that stuff in the description. So you can support those that have led me here, the people who, you know, made the path for me to end up where I ended up. Feel free to leave comments on our Facebook or Instagram or any of the podcast platforms in case you want me to review a specific podcast or you have any podcast episode ideas. I do really like the fact that I'm just allowing this thing to grow the way it grows, so please feel free. Due to the point of the year that we're at, I'm resuming my interviews for next year so I can attack people when they're having new resolve to be new people and try new things. Like being a guest on my podcast. So that's when I'll bring you guys the source. I have a couple interview ideas. I just obviously need to attack those people and then be consistent about actually having the conversations. Sorry, Luba. But yeah, so that's my plan there. But otherwise, in betwixt, I'm just going to be showing you a couple podcasts that I found and some cool things that I've listened to that I really think you guys should maybe also give a listen to if you have the time or the energy. I'm going to try and keep these reviews short and sweet. They're a little update, a little vibe in between so that you're not spending an hour listening to a podcast about listening to an hour podcast. That sounds damn. So this is a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray that this podcast and I live up to our potential. Thanks for listening.